Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
March 30th, 1981. President Reagan is shot. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. The day was rainy and overcast. As he left a fairly routine speech to a labor group at the Washington Hilton, Ronald Reagan was wounded by an assailant, John Hinckley, who also shot three others: White House Press Secretary James Brady, Secret Service Agent Timothy McCarthy, and D.C. Police Officer Thomas Delahanty. The Reagan administration was newly in office. The assassination attempt roiled the highest levels of the government. As the president was being treated at George Washington University Hospital, Vice President George H.W. Bush was flying back from a day trip to Texas. The Secret Service advised him to land at Andrews Air Force Base and then helicopter to the South Lawn, a suggestion Bush rejected. He recalled in a campaign memoir, "By going straight to the White House, we'd get there in time for the 7 p.m. network news. What better way was there to reassure the country and tell the world the executive branch was still operating than to show the vice president on live TV arriving at the White House? The president in the hospital, Marine 2 dropping out of the sky, blades whirring, the vice president stepping off the helicopter to take charge. Good television, yes, but not the message I thought we needed to send to the country and the world." Bush came into the Capitol calmly and without showiness. That evening, he gave a reassuring statement in the White House briefing room. He said, "Well, I have a very brief statement that I would like to read. I am deeply heartened by Dr. O'Leary's report on the president's condition, that he has emerged from this experience with flying colors and with the most optimistic prospects for a complete recovery. I can assure this nation and a watching world that the American government is functioning fully and effectively. We've had full and complete communication throughout the day, and the officers of the federal government have been fulfilling their obligations with skill and with care. I know I speak on behalf of the president and his family when I say that we are very grateful to all the many people from across this country who've expressed their concern at this act of violence. And finally, let me add our profound concern on behalf of two brave law enforcement officers who served to protect the president. And then, of course, for a friend of everybody here, dedicated public servant Jim Brady. We're going to watch their progress with all our prayers and with all our hopes. Now I'm going to walk over and speak briefly to Mrs. Reagan, who's returned to the residence. Thank you all very much." A dark day ended with a ray of light, Reagan in recovery, Bush projecting calm, and a crisis beginning to pass. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet, and I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. on every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.